Foxy 99, the big stick with your boy Slim City, man. Like today, we're doing the Fayetteville's Finest, brought to you by nobody because no one has sponsored it yet. So if you're interested in sponsoring the Fayetteville's Finest with a bunch of amazing people that about the 910, man, holler at us, 910-486-2000, and talk to the plug and say, hey, I want to sponsor that awesome, dope podcast by Slim City Live. But today, man, we got an amazing person, man. I followed this gentleman on Instagram, and I met his dad in the parking lot in the front, gave me a t-shirt, and I was like, yo, I want to rock with this. I just want to stay in the loop, man. We got Michael Williams Jr., the boxer.
Yes,
the boxer, the young protege.
Yeah.
All right, so based upon, you know, I checked your gram out or whatever. I met your dad in the parking lot. We chopped up for a few minutes, but I was just like, okay, this is dope, man. I had a friend back in high school. Shout out my homeboy, Deshaun. He was a boxer, too, and I love going with Ryan, hanging with him because nobody messed with him.
Yeah,
everybody knew he had them hands. And he couldn't fight because, of course, his hands were like, he had to register his hands.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, I seen him fights, though, on the street. And I was like, bro, I do not want them problems. I said, see, that's why people get shot, because they can't beat up people like this. So, all right, what's your story, man? What's going on? Like, when did you get started? How old are you right now?
I'm 18. I just turned 18, man.
Oh, you just 18. So yeah. Can you be a pro now? Or?
Yeah, I become a pro.
You can become a pro.
Yeah.
Okay, so so you're pro now. What titles do you have?
I'm not pro right now.
Oh, not pro right now. Okay,
still amateur.
Still an amateur, and that can go on till how long?
Some people been going forever, but
for real?
Yeah.
You're not trying to do that though.
Yeah, I'm trying to probably go pro in like 3 more years maybe.
3 more years?
That's what we're looking for, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So, what titles do you hold any titles right now?
Yeah, well, I just won the Sugar Bird tournament and New Jersey a month ago, so we have a national fight coming up in Georgia for that, and I have another national ranking match in Tennessee.
Okay, so you're nationally ranked right now?
That's what we're going to.
Oh, okay, this is what these fights are for.
Yeah.
All right, so take us back to the beginning. Like, how did you get involved? What's going on?
Well, I started when they put me in for, I guess they gave me doing something, and mm-hmm. I started at age 9. And like I just was going into it, then that's how I became good at it.
Okay, so wait. So at the age of 9, is that late to start boxing?
Oh, that's real young.
That's real young?
A lot of people said he wanted to start young like me.
Oh, okay, cool. So continue. Were you always like fighting back when you was a little kid? Did you always get in the fights? I mean,
I was a good kid.
You just chilling.
Yeah.
All right, so that wasn't even like your MO back in the day.
Nah, that's not
me. Okay, continue. So you're 9 years old, your dad gets you involved in the boxing.
Yeah, I'm just doing it just to do something, then like one day, I think we sparred, and I was pretty good at it. So we continued and continued. The more and more we continued, I got better. So that's when we started, like, saying,
so is this something you kind of want to get into yourself? Because, you know, usually cats say, I want to play football, I want to get into basketball, baseball. But how did it – was it kind of you picked the sport, or your dad kind of just, you know, kind of guided you a little bit?
It was just – yeah, he guided me to something, like, we was going to try.
Oh, okay. Did he use the box before?
He's like, tried it out. And,
he tried, went back in the day?
Yeah.
And then was it? He got beat up a couple of times?
I mean, he can get beat up, but he just stopped at the...
I'm asking. I don't know. I don't know, so I ask. I'm just asking. So, because, you know, a lot of times where, you know, I had one of my best friends, he played tennis, and he was an incredible tennis athlete. I think he should have stuck with it, but he was my point guard all throughout high school. I mean, this dude was my point guard from, like, middle school, rec ball, all the way to high school senior year. But his parents... In a sense, like the father was trying to live his dream through his child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you have that vibe a little bit?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
No.
So you wanted to quit today, your dad be okay with it?
No, he won't keep pushing me through.
Pushing me?
Yeah.
All right. So by now, you say from 9 to now, you kind of just fell in love with the sport. You love the sport.
Yeah.
All right.
Never stopped.
Okay, cool. So 9, start sparring. You get in there. You fall in love with the sport. When is your first fight? Let's take it back to the first fight.
My first fight, I think. Maybe it was a year going into it.
Whoa, what? So you was fighting like 10?
Yeah, I just fought. That's when that year was big. I was in the newspaper and everything for that.
Wait. Yeah. So you can start. Oh, is that still amateur? Considered amateur?
Yeah, still
so,
amateur.
Is this still based by age? And that level, is it based by age or is it based by like ranked skill?
It's based by age and your weight and how many fights you have.
Ooh, damn. So are you really like undefeated?
I'm not. I took some L's, but I got more dubs. My record right now, 32-10.
30, that's lifetime.
Yeah.
You been knocked out before?
I never been knocked out, nah.
Oh, so everything been decision?
Yeah.
Any?
I mean, I got stoppages.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
Against me, like, towards them.
Oh, like, so you beating up so bad to just stop the fight?
Yeah.
Okay, so on your losses, do you feel like losses, any of those fights you feel like that guy was just better than you? Are you a realist, though? 'Cause
Yeah, I mean, it was one, like, some years ago that was like that. I think they put me in a fight, like, too soon? Yeah, it was an experienced guy.
Yeah. Oh, you
was that was my only time, though. But since
everything else, every other loss, you kind of felt like it could have went either way.
Yeah, I mean, some of them losses, like, my fault. Well, I think I could have did better, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, what is it like, man? When's the first time? All right, so you're boxing now. Have you ever been in a fight, like, outside of boxing?
In, like, elementary, but I don't
Not since you've been boxing.
Yeah. Ain't nobody trying to mess with me.
I want to know. I want to know, like, who caught them hands?
Nah, ain't nobody.
Like, who wanted to test it?
Everybody at school know I box, so, like, ain't nobody trying to
mess with me. Nobody mess with you?
Yeah, nah.
Dang. I don't know. Like, you ever thought about MMA?
Not want to try MMA, nah.
Not
too brutal and like
too brutal
wrestling and all that stuff. That's not me.
Oh man, what do you think about Conor McGregor?
I'm going with Floyd.
Floyd
all the way. Yeah,
I feel like Floyd too, but I always root for the underdog sometimes. But I do want to see the black guy win. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just gonna have to put it out there. I want the black guy to win, even though I rock with Conor hard on the MMA. But I just mean, I just feel like if Floyd was stepping his world, there's no chance.
Yeah, it's
you understand. So I respect Conor for even doing this,
yeah,
because that's a risk. It's a risk.
I think it's more of a money thing.
Oh, bro, I'll take that beat for how much they making, like 200. They said that the fight can reach like a billion.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a real big fight.
Oh man, I'm gonna watch it. I ain't gonna pay for it though. I got that Fire Stick on deck, so you already know how we rolling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had a high speed internet. I'm Fire Sticking that whole fight. All right, man. So what do you want people to know about you though? I mean, you're a boxer. I mean, is that what you want to do full time, or like you in the school?
Yeah, right now.
What school do you go to now?
I just graduated high school. Now I'm going to Fayetteville Tech.
Okay.
And right now I'm in a police program.
Oh.
By the time I turn 21, that could be like my side plan from boxing.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, like I said, but in 3 years we're gonna try to become a pro. Yeah, in boxing.
Oh man. So, all right. So like I said before, my friend used to be boxing back in the day, Deshaun. Like he had to register his hand. Like what was that like? Take me to the process of like when you have to do that now. Like okay, you've been boxing for, do you have to box for X amount of years to register your hands as weapons?
I think so. Pro. When you become a pro? Yeah.
So technically he can will somebody and it's like, oh, he a boxer though.
Yeah, I think the whole registering of the hands, that's
not too pro?
Yeah, and the pro thing.
That's
a pro thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah. I just.
He's been boxing so long, nobobody hasn't said, hey, your son needs his hands registered.
Sure. Oh, okay. I feel like someone would say something. Nah, because, I mean, God forbid somebody tests you out on a drunk night, somebody wild, and you got to defend yourself. It's like, it's not fair to him. It's kind of like, you know, a knife to a gunfight in that sense with you or the gun and he's the knife. Like, bro, you got no chance. So what weight class are you in right now?
141. It's welterweight.
Welterweight, 141. And, okay, so what's that like? Are you moving up in weight or?
No, right now, I'm going to try to maintain that same weight in my professionals, too. I think I might, I don't know yet. I might move up in weight when I become a pro. But right now, we're going to stay at the 141.
141? So as soon as weighing comes in, you have to be at 141.
Yeah, but usually we always on weight. So I usually be at 140, 139. So it's not a big deal for me.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So take me through a day of training with you. Like, all right, summertime, no school, you know, you're off now, you're enjoying the fruits of your labor. You just come from Jersey. But take me through like a day of training, getting ready for this fight and the one you won in New Jersey, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, take me through that day.
In the morning, wake up.
What time? What's early?
Like 5 in the morning.
Damn. All right.
So you might do a little workout in my garage, or you might run in a treadmill or do some laps around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Then around, let's see. I'm like 5-ish, like 5-6. I have practice at Coach Khalil's. Well, that's my main boxing gym.
Okay.
Ambition Boxing, baby.
Is that the gym or that's the crew you roll with? Like
that's my gym.
Okay,
that's
cool. My gym cool. All right.
And after that, we come home and do a little more workout with my dad.
Wait. So it's basically
3 times a day.
Work out 3 times a day. You ain't say nothing about no breakfast, nap, no.
I mean, after I do every workout, I have to eat.
Eat. So are these workouts that are like, okay, 6 o'clock workout, then we got like a 1 o'clock workout, then we have like a 5-6.
Yeah, that's my time I have practice.
Okay, and then those workouts and those practices are focused on different elements of boxing or
different days.
So what's the morning usually? Does it always alternate or does it stick the same? Like cardio in the morning every day, than you know, sparring at night? Or
I mean, the sparring thing is like that can be any day, but
okay,
usually it's the kind of like the same thing every day.
Same thing every day. Now, what are your meals intake? Who's you doing meal prep or you can eat whatever?
Usually, I just eat whatever.
Oh, so you down with the McDonald's?
I don't eat McDonald's, nothing like fat like yeah. that. But usually, I just kind of eat whatever.
Dad's be cooking.
My mom's
be holding it down.
Yeah.
But so they're aware of like what you're putting in your body and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Nothing crazy.
It's like a real team effort then.
Yeah.
Everybody play their role.
Your team wins, man.
We used to do that.
Meal prep.
When he was young, like he couldn't eat candy.
I mean, for a tournament, that's how I gotta be.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And stuff like that, but you know. He work out so hard.
Yeah, it doesn't
so
even.
We let him eat now.
God, I just feel like, you know, Ocho Cinco, the man, he eats whatever. He'll tell you off rip. Any interview he done from Miami, shout out to 305, but he'll tell you all day, bro, I eat whatever I want. I don't care. And he's all through his career. But, you know, that's one of them freaking nature type of thing. I just don't see you putting on any weight, bro.
He's always on weight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Three works out a day, I don't think McDonald's every day would even affect your lifestyle. You're young. Your metabolism is booming right now. So, man, what's next, man? What's the next big fight for you? What's coming up?
Have the Nationals. Have one in November.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, when is that? In October.
October and November.
So, yeah. October is Georgia, and November is Tennessee?
No.
Tennessee, then Georgia.
October. Yeah.
Okay, so when do you start that real training for those fights? Like, all right, so is that a tournament fight, or are you just going to fight one person?
It's a tournament fight.
So that means in a weekend – you're fighting three.
Maybe it might be a week, a whole week. Maybe some people fight like every day of the week.
So I'm obviously, if you're winning, you're fighting every day.
Yeah. So you just keep moving on to the.
In a tournament,
yeah,
but you got gear. You got gear and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy. So you win that. That's like five.
That's real big. I get ranked.
So that's five. That's five. That's like almost. And that tournament is a week.
Yeah.
So you can be fighting like Monday. Is it double elimination?
No, it just
single elimination.
Yep, you lose, you out.
Ooh, you got to pay to get in that tournament, or
how is it?
No, it's not. It's free, but it you know, all the traveling it just costs.
It costs. Money, man. You got any sponsors?
I mean, I have some people sponsoring me, sending me nice outfits and stuff.
Oh, gear to wear.
Yeah,
he got a few sponsors.
Yeah,
okay.
And mainly Fayetteville Police Department.
That's the big one.
That's
yeah, the big one.
Sponsor, but then we got, you know, Junior. Everybody loves Junior, man.
Yeah. Seems like a good dude. I mean, like a good kid. I'm not even gonna feel like never been in trouble.
He don't have one of them crazy stories.
Yeah, them hood lives.
Nah, bro.
So they all love him, man. A lot of people, you know, they don't like their names been out there, but when it's time for trips, they'll send money and stuff like that. Food, make sure he's straight.
Yeah.
So. They love him, man. We appreciate it.
Bro, if I didn't make $9 an hour, bro, I swear I'd send you like some something. I'll send you something, bro. I don't know. I'll send you Fiji water.
I appreciate that.
Bougie water, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to send you no Deer Park. But they send you Deer Park water, but ain't your real friends, bro. Fiji, they care about you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, damn, this is crazy, man. So, we go into Georgia. We win this tournament. We're nationally ranked.
Yep.
All right? So, what's the move after that? Like, I know you're on a 3-year plan right now, but I mean, are those are come with money? Are you winning prize money or just the belts?
This is belts and nationally ranked.
Okay, the money ain't coming in yet.
No, that's when it comes from.
You know what? You know, Dad got to talk on that.
Yeah.
Jay, you can jump in, bro.
No. People see me enough. It's about Junior and you.
Yeah.
When it comes to money, promoters,
mm-hmm.
all over, they hit me up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And some of the promoters send a little bit of money,
yeah.
you know, to go for, you know, trips and stuff like that. I don't really like to take money from everybody, all money and good money.
Right, true.
Because, you know, I mean, it's almost like I'm tying them into them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, as far as money, it'll come like that.
Okay, so, that type of stuff. Okay, cool. That's fine. A little check.
Yeah, it's good.
But I guess right now it's all about the passion now.
Yeah, it is.
Dang, man. So what's your fastest knockout?
I haven't really had a fastest knockout before.
Oh, you're not like a all right.
Let me back up
because I'm not like if you can't tell, I'm not like a boxing, aficionado. Like I'm not a professional. I watch it, I enjoy it. If it's on TV, I'm gonna put it on. If it's a big fight, I'm gonna put it on and watch. But I mean, what is your style of fighting? Because you know, like Floyd Mayweather is not a big knockout guy, so there might not be a power puncher. What type of boxer are you?
Well, it depends on who I'm going against. That's what we base my fighting type off of.
Okay. Oh, so you kind of switch it up every time.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I'm more of a pick you apart type of guy.
Oh, you like yeah. to you like to wear them down.
Yeah.
Like to beat on them.
Yeah, he'll outbox you.
Yeah.
Most of the guys that go against 150, that 150 is his nickname.
Yeah.
And most of the guys that go against him, they know that they can't outbox him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they'll just rush him, and they'll just try to outmuscle him.
Oh, okay.
Just be wild, man. But if you stand there and try to box him,
it's over. Yeah, got that.
So now, you got that?
Now we changed our style a little bit, just adding, you know, Junior being a little bit more aggressive and coming forward.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man, that's crazy, bro. So, I mean, you like to pick guys apart. I mean, is there – I mean, what is it like – have you ever fought any one of your friends?
I mean, I had one guy, Dijon. I mean, he can go way back.
Shout out to Dijon.
Yeah. Dijon Sissa. Yeah, me and him fought in April this month. I mean, on this year.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah, I won. It was a good fight, though. It was a good fight. I ain't going to go against him. It was a good fight.
It was?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Dijon, you know, when you asked him about what he's won, Little Mike Jr. is the best in North Carolina at 141.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Yeah.
Open hands down. Him and Dijon go back and forth. Shout out to Dijon Sissel and his team. They've been boxing against each other, man, since they was babies.
Yeah,
it was little, and when they get together, it's just a good fight.
Yeah, because
Dijon, they fought twice.
Yeah.
Dijon got the decision over Mike. A fight I don't think we should have took, but Little Mike is so skilled, you know, we're able to take fights in advance or fight older guys. Like,
yeah.
You know, when he was 16, he was fighting guys 29, 30 years old, at 16 what? Years old.
Yeah,
we're going to jump in that, but
what?
When he fought Dijon, Little Mike was a J.O.
Yeah.
And Dijon was open. And J.O.'s ain't supposed to fight open guys.
Okay.
But we did it because of Mike's skill set.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dijon was the better man that day. So
yeah.
Junior was able to
get. I mean, it takes a lot of humility. Like, just like I tell you before, you got to be a realist. Like, if somebody better than you, you got to be like, look, it is what it is. But, you, like, just like in my profession, somebody better than me, but I'll be the first one to tell you. Yeah, you better go with him.
Junior got that win back.
Yeah,
we got it. Yeah, oh, you got that win back.
In the tournament.
In the tournament? Damn, that's crazy. So, like your dad said, you find cats 29 and 30, bro?
Yeah, that was
And you 16? Like, what was that? At 141?
Yeah,
it was scary, man. Yeah, it was.
Imagine, it's a different mindset.
Imagine your son fighting a grown man.
Man, that's a grown man.
I wish USA Boxing...
like an age range.
Those rules,
like, how does that happen though? Like, how does that happen?
They go by the fight amounts.
Yeah, how many fights you have?
Yeah.
So you can be like any age, not any like old, but like you can be around that age range.
What does it?
Fight.
But what does it do? 30 fighting a 16-year-old.
I don't know why those dudes hang around so long, but they there.
That's what I say. You know, there's no really no age about amateurs. You can just fight.
Hey man, all right, give me your top five. Give me let's say top five. Give me your top five boxing movies of all time, no particular order.
Rocky, I got one.
Bro, you saying Rocky just cut? Which one, bro? Which one?
All of them, they all good.
That's like eight, dog. That's eight of them. They buy like eight Rockies, right?
Yeah.
That's, they
and they thinking about making a new one.
Yeah, they got another one coming out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Any particular Rocky or?
Nah, I say maybe the first two.
First two. When he fought Apollo Creed and the one with Apollo. That's the second one's when Apollo died, he fought Mr. T, right? Yeah. Wait, Mr. T killed Apollo Creed, right?
Nah, the Russian did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm about to say.
Yeah, you about to get Mr. T locked up.
Yeah, I'm going to say, damn, that black on black. Why they did that? See how they be trying to do it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see how they... All right, so those... All right, so we got Rocky, first two. We ain't going to count. That's going to count as one because Rocky is Rocky. What else?
I don't really watch no boxing movies. I watch more of like documentaries.
Oh, me
more,
too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say Southpaw. I like Southpaw. I like the new Rocky with what's his name? Michael B. Jordan was dope.
Yeah.
Let's see. There was this old like 80s movie. I've forgotten the actor, but it's like back in like Mississippi, and dude had like, I don't know if you might have noticed one. He had like a bad eye or something like that. Some black guy. I don't know.
Boxing movie?
It's a boxing movie. Yeah. It was like way back in Mississippi.
When
in the
go back like that. You remember Penitentiary?
Yeah. What's that one? What's the movie with Buddy had to fight dude in jail? I think Wesley Snipes was in it, or
is that Undisputed? Something like that.
Undisputed, I think something like that.
I don't know.
And then like a famous boxer got locked up, and this other dude was boxing in prison, and then like it was a fight that never happened, but everybody in the world was like betting on it. Yeah, only the cats in the prison could hear about it. So
I forget what that's called. Yeah, man, I know what you're talking
about. That one too.
Yeah, Hurricane or something.
Oh yeah, Hurricane Hurricane Connor.
Like, I don't. Yeah, something like
that's
that.
That's a great boxing movie, even though it's not real about boxing.
But hey, Coach Khalil said that's a myth with the hands being registered.
That's a myth?
Oh, yeah, I didn't scare Bill people, right?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Nah, bro. It can't be true, bro. You can't. Like, Mike Tyson and Floyd Kennedy been there fighting people, bro.
How do you go get your hands registered? Like, that's
it's deadly weapons, bro. They got to be. They have to be. But that's not a fair. That's not fair, bro. That's not fair in anything in life, bro. Like, you can't just be a professional boxer out here fighting cats in the bar, bro. It just. Mike Tyson legally can't just be out here punching people. That's.
Yeah, right.
Bro, that ain't the fan.
Hey, but you know, most guys that can fight, man, they're not troublemakers. Seriously.
Mike.
Right? Well, Mike. That's my boy. People started with Mike.
Are you right? They did, dog.
Man, I mean, he's a target. All that money. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. So what is it like growing up in Fayetteville, man? Tell me about Fayetteville. You born and raised here?
Oh, no. I'm born and raised in New Jersey.
Boy, you better not say that. New Jersey going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. From Jersey?
Yeah, from Jersey.
New Jersey, baby.
Okay, and then you moved down here when you were?
At the, what, eight? Yeah, eight.
Okay, so when you moved here, so this is pretty much where you started your career.
Yep.
But you would have been boxing in Jersey either if you would have stayed up there.
Probably not.
Yeah,
you
I was.
Would have been a ball player.
Yeah.
What? That's weird.
As I said, boxing.
I thought boxing was big up there. Like,
it is. But when I back when he was eight, when I was trying to take him to the gym, he didn't want to.
Yeah,
do
I didn't.
It.
Yeah,
nah.
So
he's kind of, that's what's up. At least, like I said, man, when I told you earlier, when you know some parents try to make their dreams with their children.
It was just like, something we wanted to try.
Wanted to try, definitely, man. My dad played for the national team of Jamaica. And he never ever forced me to play soccer. And I was like, you should have forced me. I wouldn't be here right now. I'm pretty sure. I don't know what I was doing trying to play basketball. I mean, I went to college for it and all, but still, like, I feel like I would have been way better at another sport. But that's whatever, man. So, I want to ask you, man. So, yeah, growing up in Fayetteville, tell me about it.
I mean, it's all right. Ain't really nothing to do. I just usually stay home and box. That's really much.
Box, I mean, what about your personal social life, man? Like, how do you balance that? Your friends, spending time with them, your girl or your girls?
Nah, I got a girlfriend.
Okay, shout out if it's real.
Yeah, shout out to Brianna.
Oh,
that's my girl.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
Dad, you approve of the wifey?
Hey, Bree. Yeah. Bree watching.
Oh, she watching?
Yeah.
Listen, I had to ask, you know what I'm saying? So what's that like? Does she get emotional after your fights and all that? Like, does she watch you fight? Yeah, she cry?
She don't cry, but she get real nervous when I fight.
Oh, okay. What about your mom?
Same thing. All the girls just get nervous when I fight.
All the girls?
I mean, not like family-wise. like family-wise.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But dad just be like,
My dad nervous too, but he try to like.
It's a different type of nervous. Yeah,
Hey, Slim, we just stopped crying.
That'd be him.
He
starts, then I'll start. That's what happens.
After fights?
Yeah. Every fight, me and this Joker will cry, dude.
Cried out?
Yeah, man.
Man, that's that father.
I don't know, man. We just stopped, though. I'm glad we big boys now.
Yeah, bro.
It was just getting sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to wait till you, next time y'all cry when y'all get that check.
Yeah.
With a check with them six zeros behind it, and then y'all can have a good cry. Tears of joy.
Yeah.
Man, that's wild, man. So, I mean, what is it? Is your dad one of your corner men?
Yeah, my dad, my main coach. Yeah.
Okay, so what is that like having your dad there all the time? Is it like a blessing? Is it sometimes?
It's a real blessing. Appreciative.
Is it like, but one time you never got on your nerves? They're like, man, I don't want to do this. F you, Dad. Never had none of those moments?
I do sometimes, but like, I still do it, though.
I feel you. So, what gets you there? Like, what about it? I mean, what pushes you there to get like that? I mean, I know our parents always want the best for us.
Yeah.
Like, we know that, right? So, but when, you know, you get pushed to that limit, like, when was the last time that happened? And you can take me back to that day and what was going on. Was it a bad day? Was it a drill you were doing?
No, I'm glad we live.
Yeah,
good
go ahead.
Question.
I'm just asking.
Let's take it there and be real. Well, number one, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever, ever let Junior waste his talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it was at the Golden Gloves.
Oh, you're talking about that?
150, he went up against a kid, man. What's Diego?
Yeah, Diego.
Veteran dude.
Yeah.
He's like 25, whatever.
Yeah.
He's just good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He beat Mike. Flat out, you know what I'm saying? First two rounds, Mike was there. The third round, he just stepped it up. You know, he used his veteran skills.
Yeah,
he stepped it up on Mike. And we lost, and we accepted it. We went back to the hotel, and Junior looked at me, and he just started crying, which made me cry. I'm like, what's up, man? Yeah. Talk. I'm like, you know, tell me what's up. And he was just like, Dad, I don't want to box no more. And I was like, excuse my language, I was like, fuck. Like, come on, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't let you quit. I like, we too invested.
Yeah.
We too far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you emotional right now. You just lost. You're going to be all right.
And, yeah. Yeah, keep talking.
He was all right. And after that, he went on to win two big tournaments, man. So I'm not going to let him waste his.
What's the talent?
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's an investment, bro. That investment. Like, but they're going to want to return on that investment. It is what it is, bro. It is what it is.
All right, so you answer your question. Yeah, he wanted to quit before. Yeah.
All right. Let's just say tomorrow you get a $1 million check. What you doing with your $1 million check? First million, what you doing?
First million, I'll probably make sure all my family straight first.
Family straight?
Yeah, then I'll probably start wilding out.
All right, so family straight is like, I always know if I ever got money, I'm like, look, y'all going to get 10,000 each. Don't ask me for nothing else. I'm getting y'all this. Do it as would you please, but this is it, beginning and end right here. But while that was, what's one ignorant thing you would spend on your money on?
Million.
First million. Ignorant. Let's go.
I'd probably go like a clothing shopping spree.
Shopping spree clothes?
Yeah.
You into fashion?
Yeah.
All right, what's up? Life outside of boxing, man. What you into, man? Fashion, J's, shoes?
Yeah, I'm over. I like to collect Jordans.
Jordans?
Yeah.
How many pairs you got right now?
Like 8, maybe.
8?
Yeah.
You be buying them? You know.
Nah, I don't sell them. I just, nah. Oh, me and my dad.
Y'all wear the same shoe size?
That boy's bigger than mine.
Yeah.
We used to. I can't fit the 12, you can't. Man.
They wear size 12. Oh, he's still growing. 12, yeah. Right? You about to be. Yeah, he's still growing. Would you be like 6 foot now?
Yeah, 5'11"-ish.
I think 6 foot, bro.
I mean, probably with shoes on. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah. You 6 foot. Yeah, we 6 foot.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. Like, you got size 12. You probably go about another inch or two.
Yeah.
Dang, man. So, I mean, what else? It's just the shoes, no video games.
Yo, big video game guy.
What you got? Xbox?
PS4? I got an Xbox.
Okay. I'm a PS4 guy, but you know it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's whatever. No judgment here. Man, so you play boxing games on your Xbox, or that's not really your thing?
I don't really play boxing games. I mean, they stopped having Fight Night, so.
Oh, you're right. They did.
Yeah.
Never forget, Fight Night. R.I.P.
Yeah, that was.
Nah, man, that's crazy. So, what was your hardest fight? What was your toughest opponent?
You know, people watching that one. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
You think the regional one? You think Diego? Dijon?
Ooh. I'll probably say the Diego one, the Golden Gloves one.
Yeah, it's like, bro, I don't want to fight him. Like, I don't want to fight him again. I'm good.
Dude is tough, man.
I never had that. I don't want to fight him again, but yeah. it was a real tough loss.
Oh, man, that's crazy. So, yeah, man, like, I don't know, anything else you want to say about Fayetteville? I mean, this is your city, in a sense, it kind of is your city.
Yeah, now it is.
Like, so what was it like winning all those titles and all those accolades in high school? What was that like, going to school like that? What high school you went to?
71st.
Oh, man, that's right by the crib.
Yeah.
I live off Cliffdale and, like, Riley. So you right around the way. Yeah. So there's a gym over there?
Yeah, right off of Cliffdale, right beside McDonald's.
Boxing gym. Right next off of Cliffdale and South Raleigh. That's the home of Michael Williams Jr. Shout out to Coach Khalil and all the Ambition Boxing.
You know that new gas station they just built?
I live in that apartment complex behind there, bro.
Slim, you know where they sell
the washing machines and stuff?
Yeah, the washing machines.
Yeah,
that gym right there?
Yeah.
That's a gym?
Yeah,
that's right. Bro, I got to get in there, though. I mean, I do CrossFit. Yo, we got, off air, I'm going to come in there one of these. That literally, I can walk there.
Yeah,
I get my haircuts. I be walking over there, getting all my stuff. I don't drive. You know, I'm a Jamaican, so we used to walking everywhere. So I just like to walk. You know what I'm saying? So I be walking all. That is literally behind. That is wild.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm coming out there.
All right.
I can watch you spar. I don't know when. I told your dad like next fight in Fayetteville, I'm there. If I'm not working, obviously, but I'm told I'm gonna come support. You know, be in the corner. I could be a hype man. Like, you know how? Yeah, Weezy. I can't rap, but I can talk some ish. And hype that crowd out. Yo. I don't know what I would say, but it'd be very.
He's also affiliated with the Powell boxing program, Fayetteville Police.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, pal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what intro music you walk out to?
To be honest, I'm not a real big hip-hop. I mean, hip-hop, yeah, hip-hop guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Probably, maybe like a throwback song or something, like a pop throwback song.
What's the song you walked out to your last fight, bro? You're not walking out to no damn Britney Spears.
Nah, I ain't no singing or nothing like
Here's
that.
My number.
Yeah.
So call me baby.
He will come out.
Yeah. Nah, that was just.
When you went against Dijon, you came out to, what was that Drake song?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Drake fan.
Drake fan?
Yeah, so.
Hey.
What song was that? It was Energy.
Oh, Energy. Okay, got you. That's not a bad man. Drake got some hard tracks.
Yes.
I'll come out of some, boy, some Future, some Trap. I'll probably come with some dancehall music. That's just because of where I'm from. But it is what it is. That's crazy, man. Well, like I said, man, this is Fayetteville Finest with the one, the only Michael Williams Jr. Once again, let everybody know your rank and your accolades, man. Let's read off the accolades right now. Let's let everybody know how good you really are.
Well, younger regional finalists. Then right now I just won the Sugar Bird tournament, going to the nationals. And I just won a bunch of fights. I don't know. It's a lot. I just can't remember.
Yeah. So the record is 32-10.
Yeah.
These next two tournaments is really big for him and his ranking.
Yeah.
In the nation.
Yeah, we gotta win, baby.
So this is it. You know, what I mean, he didn't win regionals and silver gloves and all that stuff. So these next two. Plus the Golden Gloves for 2018.
Okay.
These are the ones we need. Because Junior, he has, like, his support system is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he, to be honest with you, I mean, he has more supporters than some of the guys that won 2-3-time national champions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So, you know, now we just trying to even everything out. You know what I'm saying?
So what was, like, all the girl, what a girl, how the women be treating you, like, differently? Like,
man,
when they peep what's really going on?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't really believe that, like, I box. Well, they believe I box, but not, like, as serious as I do now. So, like, once they actually see me, that's, like, different respect.
So, like, when you was boxing in high school, like, the school came out to show love? Was Cat from school?
I mean, sorry, friend. I got close friends that probably come out and watch me fight.
Hey, but, so, I mean, you know what's crazy about Mike, now he's the opposite of me.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody know me, within my budget, yeah, my control, I promote, I brag.
Yeah. Trust me, proud father all day.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Yes.
We Facebook Live right now, so you want to go? We Facebook Live, man.
Yeah,
just got a call.
Yeah, and people calling. That's good stuff. But Junior's real humble, man.
No, clearly. I'm trying to get this man to hype himself up, but, like, you know, I'm more excited about Mike than Mike is about Mike.
Yeah,
like, why?
He don't do it, man. He's just real humble.
Yeah, I'm a chill person.
Humble, man. Like, he didn't go around high school bragging or nothing, to walk around with his belts.
Yeah.
He didn't do none of that. You know, he got a couple of friends that he deal with. He said, hey, you coming to my fight? So, I mean, his coach, head coach, Coach Khalil, you know, he actually works at the school, and Coach Khalil will let the entire school
know. Yeah, like a little announcement or something.
Is doing good and winning, but for the most part.
Well, we got to get your promotion game up, bro.
That's what we got home for.
Nah, they want to see you, though. Like, social media age, brother. People want to, like, people now, it's in the world where, like, we want to know what you're doing. It's not the most, they want to know, let me tell you what it is right now. They don't want to more so say, they know you box. But what do you do outside of that? Everybody knows I'm on radio. But people, I feel like when I'm on radio and I'm on Instagram and Snapchat and all that, they're more interested in what I'm doing at the gym, at CrossFit. They're interested in what I move. They know I love movies. Everybody asks me if I've seen this movie yet. So, people will love you for what you do, which is boxing, but to really draw those people in, they want to see you talk about your Jordans one day. They want to see you with your little sister one day. They want to see those intimate moments so they could connect with you. That's just a marketing tip. So let everybody know you're just a regular person. More importantly, like, because a lot of times, a lot of people might know you box, they might recognize you, but they see you on social media, grab you a reserved person, but a lot of people don't want to feel like they can't approach you or they can't speak to you. They want to be able to reach out and touch you and just know you. Because you're such a cool person. So let everybody know you're a cool person. There's nothing wrong with everybody know you're humble and cool and approachable. That's just going to build your fan base even larger. Because remember, even before Mayweather might be, I feel like when I see Mayweather now, and he's very, like, you know, braggadocious, I don't feel like that was him. You watch him early Mayweather, bro, he was never like that.
Yeah.
He was never like that. But he understood, like, to get this money and then get my value up, I got to give out a persona. So he started acting like more show off and did it, look how I live, did it. But I don't really believe he's really like that. Just to see, like, when he was 18 fighting in Vegas and outdoors in the middle of, you know, on the front courtyard or something to where he is now. But, bro, you got to let people in, man. You got to let people in, man. I hate to say it. I know it sucks. So you want to keep to yourself sometimes, but sometimes Gotta let people in, bro. You're wearing yourself on your shirt every day, bro. It doesn't get any more arrogant than that. Like, I don't know. I don't know. The dude has a picture of himself on himself. Like, it's crazy out here, man. But read off your Instagram, your social media, so everybody can follow you and keep up to date the movements.
Follow me on Instagram at Michael Williams Jr., the boxer. On Facebook, you can follow me. It's Michael Williams Jr., and my dad is Michael Williams Sr. That's the only one we got right now.
And then what about this NBA, nothing but action? Where did that come from? When did that? Who
NBA
came up with that?
Nothing but action, baby.
This is a dope logo that we decided to do, and it turned out real nice.
That's what's up, it man. Who came up with it?
It was time for Jerry West to go.
It was. Get off the logo.
I came up with it. I shoot it past Junior. I'm saying, hey, because I'm older. So
yeah.
I'm like, hey, you think this would be dope?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that'd be hot. NBA number action. Put me on there, take Jerry West off. And everybody loves it, man. The shirts.
So right now,
I handle the marketing,
promoter,
security.
Yeah, clearly.
Everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For Junior.
Yeah.
And real quick, we got Coach Lars Paul, of course. Shout out to him. Coach Kev.
Yeah.
We got a nice team, Coach Rob.
Yeah.
And of course, Coach Khalil Shaquille.
Yeah.
So that's our team, and we rocking with it, man.
That's what's up, man. Like, bro, I'm coming out to the gym. I ain't gonna pay for no membership. I'm gonna just come train for a day, see if I can hang.
Yeah.
And we're gonna put it on social media and see what. And bro, I swear to God, you hit me in my face though. I'm going to my car, bro. Dude, hit me in my face, bro.
This,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
I'm good.
You gotta work.
Nah, man, I ain't hit no track, bro. I pulled my hamstring the other day. I'm good, bro. I'm 31, bro. I ain't with the foolishness no more. I come and throw some hands, but I ain't got no insurance either, so I can't really be out here with y'all, like, wilding out. I be in the gym.
Shout out to Ben Boxing.
Yeah.
Ben Boxing Apparel, and shout out to my main man, Brother Polite. You know who Brother Polite is?
No, I have no idea.
You probably know
I ain't from here, man, so I guess you got to put me on the people.
You ain't from here? You probably know Dr. Umar.
Man, listen, I've been living here. I moved here January 1st.
Oh, you just now moving?
January 1st this year.
Yeah, you did tell me that, man.
So, like, everything, when I be talking to people, like, so where do I go to get a good meal? Where I go to get they think I'm joking. I'm like, no, I'm dead serious. Like, I don't know where to go.
You came and got on Foxy 99?
Well, they had recruited me from another station.
The Big Stick.
Yeah, I came from 102 Jams, Greensboro. So shout out to Tap Money for bringing me out here. Cause I was really moving back to Miami. Tap came in the club, was like, yo, I heard you leaving 102. What are you doing? I said, I'm going back to Miami, bro. I'm good. Like, there ain't no downgrade for me. He was like, nah, man, come to me to Fayetteville. I said, what's that? I didn't even know what it was. Never thought, like, oh, send me address. I drove up here. I was like, all right, let's do it.
Good stuff.
And that's my son. That's how it got me here talking to you right now. And I do my own podcast outside of this. It's pretty wild. But they liked it. It got a lot of plays on my own personal stuff. So they was like, yo, why don't you think about doing one for the station? So I just told them, like, I want to be able to do it my way, how I want to do it. I know it's going to be successful. I want to interview like, dope people.
Nah,
so I just thought.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I think you're dope. So, like, when you make it big and I come into Vegas, bro, I ain't trying to handle shit. Like, yo, I want all the hookups. I want the suite. I want the gambling budget. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on that blackjack table. You know what I'm saying? Heavy. But I won't be wilding out. Listen, I'm a guy in the crew. Like, granted, I got some rich homeboys, cats in the NFL. I'm the dude that, I'm always the guy. I'm the wildest one. But at the same time, I'm like, bruh, don't do it, bruh. I'm the don't do it. I'm the don't do it homeboy. That is me. Like, bruh, no, don't spend that money. Like, many nights in strip clubs, I like, bruh, let's just leave. I love all this booty in my face, but we got to go, bruh. We didn't have our fun. It's time to be up out of here, man. Once again, Fayetteville Finest with the one, the only, the champ is here. Mr. Michael Williams Jr., I appreciate.
Baby.
Was it 151? 150?
No, 150.
That's the nickname.
That's my nickname.
How'd you get that nickname?
My dad, I mean, I'm half of him. And just we just work harder than 100%.
Oh, I got you. I get it.
I'm
see?
300.
Okay, yeah, because you weigh like 240. It's just huge, though. Muscles and tattoos. I was scared of the guy in the parking lot, like, yo, listen. Here, bro. Here's all the money in my I'm playing. Now, he was in uniform. I was safe.
Hey, shout out to Burt Wells. Sugar Burt, what up, baby?
Yeah, it is what it is, man. We're going to wrap this up right here, man. Fayetteville Finest, Michael Williams Jr. Salute. Thanks for coming through, bro.
And no problem. Thanks for having us.